Welcome to the Instant Trivia Podcast, episode 1164, where we ask some of the best trivia on the internet. Ready for a challenge? Round one. The category is MTV Video of the Year Artists. Here's the first question. In 1988, the video Need You Tonight Meditate won the award. Who was the artist? The answer is Ing. Moving on to the second question. In 2009, Single Ladies Put a Ring on It took the award. Who was the artist? The answer is Beyoncé. All right, on to our third question. The 1984 winning video was You Might Think. Who was the artist? The answer is The Cars. Here's the fourth question. In 2004, Hey Ya won the award. Who was the artist? The answer is Outkast. And the fifth question. In 1993, the award was given to the video Jeremy. Who was the artist? The answer is Pearl Jam. Let's jump into round two. The category? Classic country music. Ready for the first question? In 1963, Johnny Cash sang, and it, this, the ring of fire, the ring of fire. What is the missing word? The answer is burns. On to the second question. Not just a dumb blonde, the title of her first hit in 1967, this talented singer was the Country Music Entertainer of the Year in 1978. The answer is Dolly Parton. Here's the third question. In 1953, Your Cheatin' Heart was a big hit for this country singer who lived fast and died young that same year. The answer is Hank Williams Sr. Let's move on to the fourth question. In a 1975 crossover hit, Freddie Fender included this word before Days and Nights. The answer is Wasted. Here's the fifth question. This country music legend didn't weigh 16 tons, but he was affectionately known as the Old Pea Picker. The answer is Tennessee Ernie Ford. Round three category, Egypt. Ready for the first question? This was closed June 6, 1967 and reopened June 5, 1975. The answer is the Suez Canal. Here's the second question. Construction of this landmark began in 1960 and cost about $1 billion. The answer is the Aswan Dam. On to the third question. Name one of the three men who each built one of the pyramids of Giza. The answer is either Cheops, Khufu, Khafre, or Mykerinos. Here's the fourth question. Although this dam controls the Nile's floodwaters, some argue it has had a negative impact on the environment. The answer is the Aswan High Dam. And the fifth question. While the pharaohs built ancient wonders, Ferdinand de Lesseps built this modern one. The answer is the Suez Canal. Round four. The category is Fold It Five Ways. Ready for the first question? Kids make these from a single sheet of typing paper. They use a lot less fuel than a Cessna. The answer is a paper airplane. Here's the second question. The word origami means paper folding in this language. The answer is Japanese. On to the third question. This item is black and white and read all over, and it's also the perfect size to make a hat. The answer is a newspaper. Here's the fourth question. To make this animal, complex snout folds are needed. Its next Chinese year is 2007. The answer is a pig or boar. And the fifth question in this round. A square sheet of paper can become a star to put on a Christmas tree, while a triangle becomes this Jewish star. The answer is the Star of David. Now on to the last round. The category is a world to kiss. Here's the first question. In this French pilgrimage city, many have kissed the stone in the cave where Saint Bernadette had her vision. The answer is Lourdes. On to the second question. In Spanish churches, besamanos and besapias are the customs of kissing these two parts of religious statues. The answer is the hands and the feet. Here's the third question. Kissing this at a castle in County Cork is believed to give you the gift of gab. The answer is the Blarney Stone. On to the fourth question. In the 1930s, newly single women were known to kiss the Washoe County Courthouse pillars in this divorce-friendly Nevada city. The answer is Reno. And the final question. At this prestigious state university, it's traditional to streak across the space known as the lawn and kiss the Homer statue. The answer is the University of Virginia. Thanks for listening. Come back tomorrow for more exciting trivia.